psychologist Dr. Michael Carr-Gregg.
Michael, I was taught Michael Carr-Gregg, good morning.
Morning.
You get very upset if I'm not formal. I was speaking earlier to the young woman whose campaign's being supported by the childcare centre in Sydney. I know you were all over the front page of the Daily Telegraph today. Three- and five-year-olds being turned into political activists. They've collected 10,000 signatures to get the flag, the Aboriginal flag, flying on the Sydney Harbour Bridge. Can they really comprehend what's going on?
No, they can't. And this is all part of the erosion of children, of childhood. Can't we just let children be children? I was telling you earlier that the average vocabulary of a three-year-old, is 200 or more words. And they can just string together three or four word sentences. So to politicise them when all they're really interested in doing is finger painting and playing with their friends, to me, is totally and utterly unacceptable.
Well, can you imagine them, as the childcare centre says, they sat down and discussed fairness and responsibility and decency?
No, I think there's a Latin word for this, torus excretus, and I've used that
before.
Two words. I just think it's really inappropriate for childcares to use children as political props. I'm happy for the Aboriginal flag to fly on the Sydney Harbour Bridge. I think it's a magnificent bridge and it's a great flag. Go for it. Why do we have to involve children at preschool, for God's sake?
Well, do you know there's a $10,000 prize to be awarded for the education institution that's doing the most for reconciliation?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're a nomination, this childcare centre.
Really?
Mm.
Okay.
Well, they could win the 10 grand.
Well, that'd be good for the Little East.
Maybe they could give them all jelly babies.
They could buy them some finger paint and let them do what they really want to do.